The city has a plan to reduce blight in Arlington, and it includes matching grants for business owners to clean up their properties. But as Jacksonville Daily Record reporter Mike Mendenhall tells us, some business owners are concerned accompanying regulations being proposed could threaten their existence. I'm Jessica Palumbo, and this is the WJCT Business Brief. So, Mike, the City Planning Commission has approved this plan, so it's moving through the process, and you attended a community meeting about it. What did you learn there?
Well, the biggest takeaway is if the city approves this plan, they'll be offering up to $20,000 match grant for business owners and commercial property owners in the Arlington area to reduce blight. The money can be used for new signage, landscaping, fence barriers, or parking.
How does the match work?
So for every dollar of private investment, the city has pledged $2.
And this would be up to $20,000 per property?
Up to $20,000 per property for a two-year period. Now, the companion legislation that's being proposed with this actually tightens up the zoning regulations in Arlington. And so this money would be used to help those business owners come into compliance. Now, some business owners are concerned that they may not even be able to afford to make the match for the grants. So there is some concern amongst the business owners that it actually could increase blight. And for folks who can't come into compliance, could even maybe force some business owners out of business.
So on the other hand, you have Arlington Councilwoman Joyce Morgan, who is one of the co-sponsors of this plan. What does she say is the benefit?
She really feels that creating some uniformity in the building codes will eventually bring developers in. She's hopeful that once there's a better understanding of what the rules are, that Arlington will be more attractive to investors.
Is this an area that is really struggling with blight?
Yes, there's a big issue with not only with the appearance of buildings, but also trash, landscaping, overgrown grass. Those kind of things are concerning to the business owners, and they're also concerning to the residents. At the public meeting, there was a lot of support for the overlay, and many business owners are in support of the overlay in general. They just want to work with the people in the economic development office to make sure that these regulations don't put too much financial strain on them. And residents in the community are very supportive of this because they feel that if it decreases blight, it'll also increase their property values and make it safer for themselves and their families.
That's Jacksonville Daily Record reporter Mike Mendenhall. I'm WJCT News Director Jessica Palumbo, and that's your business brief.